Ariel Sharon's battle to stay alive entered a new phase when early Friday, his doctors rushed him back into the operating room for the third time in less than 48 hours. A CAT scan had indicated renewed bleeding on his brain and other complications. After an hours-long operation, Hadassah Hospital's director, Dr. Shlomo Mor-Yosef, emerged to brief hundreds of reporters.
During the surgery, the intracranial pressure was relieved. The clotting from the previous operation were cleaned from the brain, and there is no active bleeding at the moment.
Dr. Mor-Yosef says a new CAT scan taken after Mr. Sharon's latest surgery was encouraging.
After the operation, we performed CAT scan in our imaging center here at Hadassah, and when we compare the result of the CAT scan of today to the previous CAT scan, we can see a significant improvement.
Dr. Mor-Yosef says even though the results from the CAT scan are better than those taken previously, Mr. Sharon remains in critical condition. Mr. Sharon's two sons, Omri and Gilad, remain by his bedside. Israel's prime minister has been widowed twice. Government offices closed Friday in observance of the Jewish Sabbath, which began at dusk. Acting Prime Minister Ehud Olmert and other senior government officials are monitoring Mr. Sharon's condition closely. One senior Israeli politician, former Prime Minister Shimon Peres, did visit Hadassah Hospital on Friday. Mr. Peres, a longtime Labor Party leader who recently joined Mr. Sharon's newly formed Kadima Party, expressed support for Mr. Olmert and continuity in Israeli policy.
Legally, according to our constitution, to be the prime minister in charge of the present situation. I think every citizen has to support him, so do I. I wish him success, and I hope that the continuation of the peace process and the attempt to bring an end to terrorism will be continued in full speed.
Even as Ariel Sharon was battling for his life, speculation about who will succeed him was heating up. Polls released on Friday show Mr. Sharon's newly formed Kadima Party could still win in Israeli elections on March 28th. Still unresolved is who will lead the party following Mr. Sharon's departure, but polls show many Israelis would support Ehud Olmert as a new party leader. Joshua Teitelbaum of the Moshe Dayan Center and a professor at Tel Aviv University says the polling data will likely change by election day.
As far as polls go, you have to take them with a grain of salt. I think we have now a bit of a sympathy vote. It may be that they may lose support a couple of days in a week or so, because this party, Kadima, was really Sharon's party in every way. So without Sharon, I think we'll see it lose support after the sympathy vote dissipates.
Polls taken just before Mr. Sharon's massive stroke on Wednesday showed him a heavy favorite to win re-election to a historic third term as Prime Minister of Israel. Jim Teeple, VOA News, Jerusalem.